LinkedIn News.
Hey there, it's Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Quick, where we ask our This Is Working guests pointed questions about their own best practices. Today, we're hearing from Belén Garijo, CEO and chair of the executive board of Merck KGaA. Stick around.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
And we're back. Here's how Belén Garijo is determined to make sure that she is doing something better than she had done the week before. When did you first know what you wanted to do? And what's one piece of advice for someone trying to figure that out?
I think from my earliest memories, I always wanted to be a medical doctor. I ended up here speaking to you as a CEO of a super top global and science and technology company. So, you know, what it means to me is that while I was a physician at heart, I was able to reinvent myself for different reasons. I think that flexibility and making sure you are open to changing your path is key.
So it's almost like, don't worry about what it is that you want to do. Just go and do things.
And follow your gut.
What's one habit that helps you stay productive?
I have what I call the rolling review of my calendar. So, you know, making sure that my time and my priorities are aligned. But I am very disciplined. I try to be very disciplined and flexible. So I can deviate from my plan to talk to someone who has asked to see me, right? That very precise day. And I can be open to do that. My door is always open. I want to be accessible to the organization, but at the same time, I have to be very disciplined.
Is there anything that can derail your productivity?
Oh, yes. Alignment meetings. I hate alignment meetings, you know? Meetings for meetings, right? So, you know, obviously people want to be safe in the boardroom, and aligning before having a discussion is a derailer of productivity, you know? I am in the room. I am perfectly prepared. Those people are very senior, exceptionally. We have to be aligned. But what is the point of having a discussion in the boardroom if we have all aligned before? So this can be very negative for productivity. I think the other one is revisiting decisions that have been already made because of someone's agenda, right? This is a total derailer of productivity, and not only for me, but for many people in the organization.
That's a great one. Who was your first mentor, and what was something important you learned from them?
The first one was the one who gave me my first opportunity to work overseas. So I came to the U.S. to lead medical affairs, international medical affairs, when actually I have to say I was on my 7 months of pregnancy. And he said, no, I know you and I know Spain. If you don't come now, you will not come until, you know, I don't know how many months, so you come now. And I moved to the U.S. for that job, which was my first international experience. And I think the second one that I would mention was the one who took me when I made the change between R&D and commercial.
Wow. That's pretty bold to move here.
I was very bold.
7 months pregnant and a new job, new country. That's very impressive. That couldn't have been easy.
No. It wasn't easy, but, you know, it paid off.
Yeah, it did pay off. Someone shows up to a one-on-one with you. What is it that makes you want to extend the time? And what is it that makes you start checking your watch to see how quickly you can get out of there?
I mean, you know, I always get inspired when you see the spark in the eyes of the people. So I get inspired by those leaders who come not to complain, but to solve, right? And chronic complaining is not really my style. Feeling manipulated is not at all my style. So those trust-based discussions, either on bad news or good news, are the ones stimulating me.
Any mistakes you've made along the way in your career that you now look at as a life lesson?
Definitely. Those mistakes that I made on key recruitments, I can tell you, require a lot of development on my side that I gave to myself, and it always stayed with me.
I don't know how this works as a CEO. Do you look at other CEOs and you say, I want to borrow what this person's doing and what that person's doing? Is there anything that you feel like you learn from watching other top leaders?
Very much. You know, I was telling to someone not so long ago that I gave myself a development goal per week, right? And it usually comes from looking at someone and saying, the impact that he or she are making when it's mainly communication, right? So I learn on communication. I take the learnings from not only from other CEOs, you know. I mean, I am confident on myself, but I am always open to learn from others, which is, I believe, part of my own development.
And I'm sorry, you said you set a development goal every week?
Yeah.
Wow. What are examples of that?
In the next town hall, I have to manage my body language a bit better so that I engage better.
Huh.
This could be one. Yesterday, I think I was a bit rude to that person, so why not to apologize to that person?
Got it.
These kind of examples. So walking the talk is super important for me, right? And if I say in this company, we are caring, we are pioneers, we outperform, we work on a trust environment, anything that is violating one of those principles would actually trigger my immediate reaction. And I look at myself, you know, I mean, I think self-awareness, we haven't talked about self-awareness, but this is one of the most important qualities to succeed, you know, being self-aware. If you look at yourself with critical eyes, you always find opportunities to continue to develop.
Our last question, what was your biggest aha moment or learning moment in your career so far? And what led you to that moment?
One of my aha moments was looking at how powerful a novel purpose can be to mobilize a full organization. That was during the pandemic, you know? I mean, looking at the team absolutely united behind a single goal of fixing not only our internal frames to keep our employees safe, but doing everything that was possible to keep our supply chain, working with competitors, completely reimagining the way we were operating on a day-to-day basis allowed us to deliver unimaginable things, right? So, you know, I frequently say, I wish we can always operate as we have operated during the pandemic, because everybody forgot about hierarchies, organization charts, all hands on deck. People were like, let's go for it. We are going to do this.
So the aha is almost like that it's possible to operate that way.
You know, purpose is something that we probably will not have the time to discuss, but it can be very fluffy if you don't feel it inside, right? And the aha moment and the learning was how powerful this purpose, this novel purpose that united the whole organization behind could be. So we are working on making sure people live a purpose, because being a science and technology company, we have the potential to make a huge impact to the communities.
That's a great way to end things. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Belén Garijo, CEO and chair of the executive board of Merck KGaA. I have never heard someone like Belén who sets weekly goals for herself. I have heard people talk about setting annual goals, maybe quarterly goals, but weekly goals was an entirely new thing to me. In order to be able to pull that off, it means you have to constantly be sort of stepping outside of yourself and watching to see how you're performing and then really committing yourself to being a better person every week. So super impressed to see that kind of commitment to excellence and getting better all the time. So tell me, are you committed to being a better you every week than you were the week before? If you are, tell me how you pull that off. Let me know on LinkedIn using the hashtag ThisIsWorking. And if there's a question you want to hear in these candid segments with guests, let me know that too. You can reach me at thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. Nina and I will be back next week to bring you more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.